Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Hello again and welcome to another Mach 1 Market Moment. We're glad you've joined us. I'm Steve Gramsci with your financial coach and retirement income planning specialist, Kyle Alexander with the Mach 1 Financial Group. Kyle, welcome back again. Nice to have you along.
Hey, Steve. It's great to be a part of this, man. Thanks for teeing this up today.
Now let's dive right into some good and valuable information that'll help our listeners with their retirements and call it time to get real, if you want. Some people think they're not prepared for retirement and then get pleasantly surprised after meeting with an advisor like yourself. But a lot of other folks end up, unfortunately, the opposite. They, in fact, need a reality check when it comes to understanding their retirement. So let's cover the common spots where that reality check really needs to happen. Number one on my list is how to manage expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about this the other day. Almost every TV commercial or ad you ever see on retirement shows somebody on the beach or in a boat or fishing. And I got to tell you, I don't know that that really is an accurate reflection of what most people want to do in retirement or that's their actual retirement reality. Sure. You know, the whole key is to understand what your retirement reality looks like for you as an individual and what your interests are and how you want to spend your time. I think that can help you enter the retirement phase of life with the proper expectations instead of disappointment. So don't let the press or media or someone else define what your retirement is supposed to look like, right? Don't buy into the hype. Figure that out on your own. I mean, you know what makes you happy. You know what your interests are. And sometimes it just takes a little reflection and thought and planning to put that in place. And one of the things that I might recommend that you do, if you haven't already, is have some conversation, very serious conversation with your spouse and children, and frame your retirement the way you think will be most enjoyable and advantageous to you and your family. I just think that's really good advice. You'd be surprised when you sit down with your spouse on their own perspective of what retirement looks like for them. It may be completely different. And I wouldn't wait to have this conversation until you're 58 or 62, right? If you're in your 40s, even your mid-30s, start having that conversation now. Cannot hurt a thing. And you're going to learn a lot about your spouse when you're doing that. And I just think that's good advice.
How about accounting for changing expenses?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things people don't always look at in retirement is they don't really know how their expenditures are going to change once they reach that threshold and they stop working and they don't have an income anymore. So there's some things that happen when you stop working. A lot of people don't think about. They take some of these benefits that you get working for granted, right? So how much have you actually thought about all the things that are going to be changing with those monthly expenses? Most people don't. Once you retire, those monthly expenses are going to change and they just will. Some of these changes are going to add to your monthly expenditures. Some of them may actually end up reducing what you're spending every month. But they're all potential changes that are going to impact the amount of income that you have in retirement, right? So understanding those are really important. So let me throw a few of those keys out that you can consider. Mm-hmm. One, how is your health insurance going to be paid for by you instead of your employer? A lot of things are going on with healthcare and changes in healthcare. Have you planned for that? Do you know how you're going to fund healthcare? Do you even know what healthcare is going to look like in 10 or 15 years? I think the answer is pretty simple, no. So understanding how to put funds away for that and prepare for that in a way that, you know, if you are having to pay for that on your own and perhaps Medicare or Medicaid, whatever component is not as lucrative as it is today, that you've got a fallback plan. So plan accordingly and, you know, be a little conservative on that side and put more away than you think you're going to need. Number two, maybe your cell phone was previously paid for by your employer. All of a sudden, that's an expense that you're picking up. It was a personal benefit as well as a business one, right? So I'd start shopping for providers on what that cell phone service is going to look like if you're having to pay for it out of your own pocket and budget accordingly. And the other question is, you know, how much of a cell phone are you going to need? What kind of, you know, information and activities you're going to be engaged in on that cell phone once you retire. So the demands of that may change also. How about a company car? Did you always have a company car? Were you in sales? Did they pick up your insurance? You know, they pick up that cost of the car and maintenance on a monthly basis. If you haven't had that for a while, that's something that's going to cost you a lot more than you think, especially on the insurance side. So that's something you want to factor in as well. There's some positive things that could happen, like, you know, now you're at home. You're not commuting as much. You don't have the commuting cost. You're not spending, you know, $40 a week on Starbucks. You're not paying for parking. You're not sitting in traffic and the time consumed to that. You're not putting wear and tear on your vehicle. So all those costs go down. You're also not eating out for lunch quite as often. The average worker probably consumes 2 to 4 meals a week out, either by breakfast or lunch. And so those are an expenditure that maybe you can avoid or want to avoid as part of your new retirement budget. And then, of course, there's the alternative side of that is perhaps you've, you know, paid off your house and while you're working and you no longer have those expenses and you're going to stay in the home that you're in now because it's paid for. So that's a reduction in costs that you can start banking. One of the things I think is really sage advice is if you're in your 50s and you've already started, perhaps you've been successful and have paid off your home, take the exact amount of money you were putting towards paying off that mortgage into a separate bank account and make sure that that money goes into that account every single month. You'd be surprised at how much money you amass and how much money you have available to invest when you do that. So something to consider. And so these are just a few thoughts. Maybe you're going to have more travel expenses because you plan on traveling a lot for fun and leisure in retirement. But just understand what you want to spend instead of assuming that it's just going to be a certain percentage of your current expenses, because it will change. And define first and foremost what your income is going to look like in retirement and what kind of lifestyle you want, and then save accordingly. It certainly helps to have an advisor engaged with you to do the math and to help you with the math on all this and think of the right questions. That's something we can certainly help you with.
You're hearing the Mach 1 Market Moment with Kyle Alexander, your financial coach, and we're talking about really thinking about retirement and adjusting. Many people have not prepared for it, and it comes sooner than you think. So we've talked about managing expectations. We've talked about changing expenses that'll happen. Life happens, and even though you could have a retirement plan, somewhere down the line, something's going to happen, and you're going to need to be ready to adjust, aren't you, Kyle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, one of my favorite quotes is from Mike Tyson. He once said, everybody has a plan until they get socked in the mouth, right? So I don't know if that's the appropriate thing to say on radio with my good friends and neighbors here, but it's true. I mean, it's crucial to have a plan in place for all of the different aspects of your life, specifically the financial aspects of your retirement. But it's just as important to have the ability to adjust and make changes as you go, because guess what? Life happens, right? I mean, we've heard it over and over. And we know that healthcare issues are going to come up regardless of what kind of health you are in. Chances of having more and more health problems as you age is just part of it. It's part of life, right? You're going to have homes to repair, roof to replace, cars that need repair or replacing. The grandkids obviously aren't going to spoil themselves. That's your job, right? I mean, and it takes money to do those things. And in other words, to boil this down, no matter, you know, how well you have planned and what kind of plan you have in place, it's just not realistic to expect that life is just going to hum along exactly as you planned it to, because ultimately you're not in control, right? The idea is, though, even though you're not in control, there's a higher power that actually has control, you might want to have some contingency plans and have some hay stored up in the barn, if you will, for these contingencies. And that's why emergency funds are important. Low-risk investments are important as a hedge to the downside the market can bring you as you approach retirement, and understanding how to invest without taking on as much risk as perhaps you did in your earlier years. So all of those things are very critical. So, you know, sit down and think about your contingency plan. Think about how much hay you need in the barn to adapt to that life that's going to happen. And I think if you do that, it's going to pay huge dividends in terms of your stress level and, of course, the lifestyle that you get to enjoy in retirement.
So the goal in retirement planning is to plan to have income for life. And wouldn't it be a shame if you get there and you find you ran out of money because you were too proud to ask somebody who had more knowledge than you in retirement planning for help? I mean, I guess people can be too proud to ask for help, but that would be a real shame, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it'd be a shame. But I think the important thing here is just people are so busy and they don't have time to plan for themselves, or they just don't take the time because they got other things that are more interesting to them. So that actually might be the case more often than people being too proud to get help. But in either case, I think a lot of people just need to set aside some time and focus on their future and planning for that future in retirement. And of course, you know, if you don't feel capable of doing this on your own, planning for retirement, then, hey man, just pick up the phone and call some friends that you think have an advisor that's doing a good job. Find out that advisor's name, set up a free consultation. And if that advisor's not willing to give you a free consultation, call us. We'll be more than happy to visit with you and at least lay out some, you know, ideas that you can consider. And of course, there's no negative stigma attached to the idea of paying somebody to perform heart surgery on you, right? Well, that's pretty important if you want to stay healthy and alive and all those things. You don't have a problem paying somebody to build your house, right? I mean, most people aren't capable of doing that on their own. And most people really aren't very good at waxing their own eyebrows or some of these other health things that that people do. So, you know, there shouldn't be any negative stigma that goes with getting help in retirement planning. It's a big deal. It's much more important than waxing your eyebrows. And there are lots of really good people out there who do that in a cost-effective way, who can help you plan for retirement and reduce your stress. So for most of the population, you know, it's really not realistic to try to make all these financial decisions alone. And you probably don't have the time to do it all by yourself anyway, at least not effectively.
You really had to make fun of my eyebrows, huh?
Steve.
So there are a lot of different ways that you can get help, and most of them are just a phone call away, aren't they? I think we're about out of time, so let me give out the phone number here for the Mach 1 Financial Group. And you can call Kyle Alexander, David Lee. They will sit down with you. They will give you that advice that you need to set you on a plan that takes care of your retirement for life. 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. And in listening today, you found out that a good advisor is going to help you manage expectations. They're going to have you prepared for changing expenses from the time before you retire to right through retirement. They'll also have options to adjust when things change, life, the economy, or whatever happens. And you'll know that you will have the help from day one right on through retirement. So please give the Mach 1 Market folks a call at 479-876-2100. I'm Steve Gramsci, and for Kyle Alexander, we've got to say goodbye right now, but thank you for being part of the program once again and joining us on another Mach 1 Market Moment.
Advisory services offered through Fusion Capital Management, which is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not imply that the advisor has achieved a particular level of skill or ability. Please consult your financial advisor, as many financial and insurance products have associated fees. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.